Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about expertise. And in particular, I want you to consider over the course of this little mini podcast, what's your expertise and where did it come from? In other words, what is it that you're really, really well-versed in, that you're in some ways have you're kind of an expert at? And that could be something that you feel great about being an expert at, like, oh, I'm an expert at Cajun cooking, or I'm an expert at flower arrangement, or I'm an expert at the art of feng shui. But it also could be, man, I'm kind of an expert at creating messes in my life, or I'm kind of an expert at stressing myself out, or I'm kind of an expert at discouraging myself. And whatever it is, I want you to just take a minute or a few minutes, you can pause this, and think about what is it that led to the development of your expertise? In other words, how is it that you've become so expert at whatever it is that you're expert at? Now, I can pretty much guarantee you whatever answers you came up with, if you took the time to come up with any answers, and it's okay if you didn't. But it's going to be some combination of time and attention. In other words, we tend to develop an expertise on whatever we spend the most time and attention on. So if we put all our time and attention, if we have a deep and abiding interest in a hobby, we tend to develop an expertise in that hobby. If we put all our time and attention into something we do at work, over time we'll develop an expertise at that thing we do at work. And if we put all our time and attention on what our problems are, we'll become an expert on our problems. If we put all our time and attention on everything that's wrong in our life, we'll become an expert on everything that's wrong in our life. If we put all our time and attention on what's wrong with the world, we'll become an expert on what's wrong with the world. Similarly, if we put our time and attention into what's right in our life, we'll develop an expertise on what's right in our life, on what's right in the world, on what's right with other people. Now let's take it a step further. What determines where you put your time and attention? Now again, if you took a bit of time to think about it, and it's okay if you didn't, you probably noticed that you either put your time and attention on something that you just kind of defaulted to. In other words, it was just a habitual place to put your time and attention. It wasn't something you ever considered. Or, more of the time, you put your time and attention on what's really interesting to you. Like, if you become really obsessive about what's wrong, you will put a lot of time and attention into figuring that out. If you become really obsessive about what's right, you'll probably be really interested in that. You put your time and attention into it, and wow, all of a sudden you've got an expertise in that. Now, hopefully that makes sense in the abstract, that what we're really interested in determines where we put our time and attention. Where we put our time and attention determines what we develop expertise at. So then the question becomes, the leverage point becomes, not trying to become an expert on something else. We could do it by trying to just spend more time and attention on something else. But what I've found for me is the biggest point of leverage is noticing what is worth taking an interest in and what isn't. And so for myself, I did a little exercise that I'm going to encourage you to do. I want you to go ahead and make two lists on a piece of paper or on your phone or on whatever you like to take notes on. And on one list, put the header, I am no longer interested in ... And on the other page or column, put the header, I'm more interested than ever in ... And over the next few days, fill in those lists. And I say over the next few days rather than right now, though you can start it right now, is because if you get interested in this list, you will put some time and attention into it. And if you put some time and attention to it, it will be a better list. So when I did this, I put, I am no longer interested in discouraging myself, scaring myself, pressuring myself, stressing myself, drama, overthinking everything. I am more interested than ever in feeling peace, love, happiness, and well-being, clarity and freedom of mind, loving self and others, compassion for self and others, living in harmony with the deeper mind, and creating cool shit in the world. Now, when you do your list, if you take your time with it, if it becomes really obvious to you that you're just not interested in some things anymore and there are other things that you're really interested in, you will find, without any real efforting or will on your part, you will find yourself spending more time and attention on those things. And over time, they will become your new expertise. And if you're gonna take the time and attention to become an expert at something, it may as well be something that you're genuinely interested in becoming an expert at. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.